in a row is celebrating an art form that tends to bring out the kid in all of us. And next Tuesday, April 1st, appropriately enough, starts with a puppet masquerade and the beginning of the second annual LA Puppet Fest. There are going to be all kinds of special events, including puppet karaoke, a million puppet parade, workshops, and puppet productions spanning Santa Monica, Los Angeles, Hollywood, and West Hollywood. And I'm expecting a call from Sherry Lane, who is the LA coordinator, or rather the LA Puppet Fest coordinator, and performance coordinator of the Puppet School, which does puppet construction and puppetry workshops, actually, in five cities. And also Alex Evans, who is not only in charge of Puppet Fest box office, he is a puppeteer and stage manager at Bob Baker Marionettes, the longest-running children's theater in LA. If I have this right, they're now in their 53rd season. What I'd like to do here is give him as much time to talk to us as I can. So we're going to start here. We're going to have to take a break in about 2 minutes, but we're going to come back. So Sherry and Alex, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you for being a part of this. Let's get a start here. I'd love for you to tell me the story of LA Puppet Fest and how it first got started.
Sure. Well, this is our second year. Last year, a gentleman named Joe Smoke from the City of LA Cultural Affairs, he decided, you know what, we've got a lot of talented people in puppetry that don't get a lot of recognition. What if we got them all together and had a festival so people could actually experience their talent? And this year we decided, let's keep it going. So our director of the festival, Roberto Ferreira, decided to take the reins, and we're making it bigger than ever.
And better.
I'm blown away by all the different events there are. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you to take me through some of those. You and I are listening to Sherry Lane and to Alex Evans, who are members of the LA Puppet Fest Committee. LA Puppet Fest starting on the 1st of April, Tuesday, and running through April 13th. Think all kinds of workshops, all kinds of special events, and puppet karaoke of all things. I want to know more about this. This is overcoffee.canon with you. And very quickly, I wanted to tell you that if you're a PCC singer, musician, or DJ, here's your chance to perform on the radio. The PCC Music Showcase invites you to perform live on Lancer Radio Network. It's a special featured program showcasing musical talents of any PCC student, faculty member, administrator, or alumni of Pasadena City College. And you can submit your request to be on the show by going to facebook.com/Lancer Radio and send us your request. This is lancerradio.org.
The Learning Assistance Center is designed to offer academic support for students and promote scholastic success. All students at Pasadena City College have free access to the Learning Center located in the D Building, room 300. The learning facility is open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9:45 p.m., Fridays till 3:45 p.m., and also available for students on Saturdays, 9 a.m. till 2:45 p.m. For more information, call 626-585-7230.
This is Lancer Radio, streaming live on lancerradio.org, over coffee, and .canon with you. We were just talking about LA Puppet Fest that's going to be starting on April 1st with my two special guests, Alex Evans, who is a puppeteer and stage manager at Bob Baker Marionettes, and Sherry Lane, who is the coordinator of the Puppet Fest and performance coordinator of the Puppet School. Sherry, you told me a little bit about the history, and I'd like to know, getting a look at these 13 days of events, would you and Alex kind of, in our imagination, escort me through the puppet ball that's going to start and kick it off?
Sure. So that's the big kickoff of the whole festival, and it's a big party. It's going to be a red carpet. Everyone's going to dress up in kind of gowns and bring puppets. DJ, kind of the puppet acts. It's just a kind of a big festive kind of party, kind of Puppets Incorporated. It's just a fun kind of great time just to kind of kick off the whole event and kind of get everyone introduced to kind of the whole fun atmosphere of kind of puppets and kind of what we'll be doing for the next 2 weeks.
Now, I'm envisioning somebody coming to this in a full ball gown and bringing maybe, I don't know, Miss Piggy or a marionette or something. Is that what happens?
I'm hoping that's going to be you. I hope you're going to come in your gown and bring in Miss Piggy.
I've got to find my ball gown first.
Well, you don't even actually have to have a ball gown. You could dress up as a puppet yourself, as some sort of Muppet. You could be a fancy Muppet. You could be generally a Muppet.
That is really fun. Before we go on with the other events that you have happening, give me some advice, would you, on getting dressed up as a puppet? What can you do that doesn't cost a mint, because we have a lot of students here listening?
Oh, that's true. Well, let's see. I'd say anything fuzzy is great for all your theater majors. I'm sure you could raid your theater costume closet. Puppets are made a lot of felt, a lot of fur, and silly eyeballs.
Yeah, googly eyes.
Googly eyes. I feel like any sort of googly eye is good for puppetry.
If you see a lot of googly-eyed people showing up at this April Fool's Puppet Ball, just say hi, PCC, and hi, Lancer Radio.
Absolutely.
Alex, I understand there's also going to be, among the free events, a Million Puppet Parade on Sunday, April 6th. Would you tell me about this one, please?
Yeah, it's on the Santa Monica Promenade. It's kind of, we did it last year, and it was kind of a great turnout. It's just kind of, what's going to happen is kind of at 10:30 a.m. is going to be tables where you can build your own puppet, or you can bring your puppets down there. Then at about 11:30, we're just going to march down the promenade, kind of with as many puppets as you can imagine, and just kind of spreading the joy of puppets as we kind of walk down. The Grand Marshal of the whole festival is Bob Baker himself, who's kind of a very historic, kind of renowned puppeteer. He's going to be there, kind of saying hi to everybody. Really, it's just a kind of a fun time with kind of puppets storming the streets.
This is going to be a blast. What do you remember from that last year? Did you have the Million Puppet Parade last year?
We did have it last year. I think there ended up being about 300 participants, which that is a lot of puppets. Maybe not a million puppets, but a lot of puppets.
300 are a lot of fun anyway. Sherry, I understand that you are a clown in addition to being a puppeteer, a comedian, writer, and general creative person here.
What? Sherry's dressed like a clown right now.
Yeah, you can't see me, but I'm in a red nose.
You have a red nose on right now.
I'm even nerdier than that. I'm two kinds of clowns.
What kinds?
I'm a kid's birthday party clown, so I'll go and make balloon animals at kids' birthdays. And I also am a performance clown. I have a clown character that I pull out for sort of like one act. It's a very European style of clowning.
That sounds like a blast. What can people learn in the workshops that you have about being maybe a performer, as you are, and carrying those skills over into puppeteering to be a good puppeteer?
Yeah, well, I'm also part of Puppet School, and at Puppet School, we do a lot of, we do puppet building, but we do a lot of puppet performance classes as well. And it really gets you into sort of like learning how to perform with the puppet, sort of stepping out of yourself and just being silly.
Just having it.
We have all sorts of workshops that we're doing. There's ones about kind of funding a puppet project you can do. That's at the Elephant Theater on Saturday, April 5th. Is a workshop by Gina Pavlova about minimalist puppetry. The weekend after, we have a workshop on puppet sketch kind of writing with Eric Kuska, talking about how to write a puppet sketch. And then there's a shadow puppetry workshop taught by Leslie Gray. There's all sorts of kind of cool workshops to kind of learn about all different styles of puppetry. You can find all this information on LAPuppetFest.com.
That's right. And even if you're not a seasoned actor or anything, puppetry is really for everyone because you're using an object to tell the art with. So it kind of takes the pressure off of you and allows you to tell a really beautiful story.
LAPuppetFest.com is that website. And I had wondered, suppose somebody's just starting, they're not quite sure where to get into LA, where to get into puppetry, and here are all these wonderful workshops. Which one of them would you suggest they take first?
Ooh, that is a tough one.
That is a tough one. You know what? I would say if you get kind of the parade, the Million Puppet Parade, why not? We have a big like table set up of kind of just setting up, making like basic kind of hand puppets and things like that. And there's also all sorts of booths about kind of other workshops going on. And you'll see all different styles of puppetry around. That may be a great time to kind of get an experience, a kind of a good introduction to all puppetry.
Yeah, I'd also recommend maybe coming to one of our roundtables. We have our Masters of Puppetry roundtable on Saturday, the 5th of April, where we have Bob Baker and we have
Renee and Alan Cook, who are like, they're wonderful, wonderful people. They're old-time puppeteers and have a big history of kind of being like Los Angeles puppeteers. And like, it'd be a fascinating conversation just to learn about the history of puppetry, which would be a great segue into getting into puppetry yourself.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Do I understand that also the Masters of Puppetry are going to be entertaining with their puppets after that roundtable?
That's correct. So I would highly recommend coming and hearing their stories and then seeing what they can actually do. And you'll just be astounded.
What a great time this sounds like. Alex, I understand the Bob Baker marionettes have something like 200 strings on them. What are some of the principles that you've learned about good puppeteering working with the marionettes?
That's a great question. I wouldn't say it's not. It's more like 20 strings. 200 is a little too much for me to handle. But what Bob's taught me, kind of working there, working closely with him, is kind of all about kind of performance and showmanship and kind of what we do. It's called theater in a round. So it's kind of marionettes where the puppeteer is kind of an open sight, and it's all about kind of disappearing into the puppet and performance, and kind of really kind of captivating children's imagination and children's of all ages, and kind of making sure you kind of pin down moves of skating and juggling and things like that, and really kind of. It's really all aspects of performing, where it's singing and dancing and kind of circus acts, but you're kind of just learning that all kind of with a little miniature puppet. It's kind of, it's a very encapsulating experience.
How do you make a marionette juggle?
I can't, that's the secret. You have to go to the round table.
Okay, fair enough. That's like asking a magician, how did you just do that? Sherry, what do you consider some of the Puppet Fest events that if people could only go one day, you would say, don't miss this?
Oh, I would definitely say the Puppet Parade. I think it's just the community surrounding. It's just going to be an amazing, fun time with people walking down the street with a puppet on your hand. Isn't that the dream? I think that's the dream.
That's my dream.
I think that's a lot of fun. Actually, it's a great way for people to kind of lose their self-consciousness and just pretty much enjoy life is what I'm hearing.
Definitely.
What do you consider one of the more interesting events that you have? There's some that are actually not for kids. They're for us big kids, adult puppet events. It's going to happen as Puppet Fest.
I'd say we have, for one of our closing performances, Saturday, April 12th, we have a show that's going to be a minimalism show, which is a very interesting form of puppetry that involves using anything as a puppet, as in a hula hoop can be a puppet. And just the way you move the hula hoop and you perform with it, it creates the story. And before that, there's going to be a preview with, I have forgotten his name. I am a terrible coordinator. But do you remember it, Alex?
It's Sean from Rogue Artist Assemble. He's going to kind of walk us through kind of his spiel. But also another kind of cool great things is the LA Guild of Puppetry is putting on a puppet slam, which is essentially an open mic night for puppets, which is kind of, it's just at the Bootleg Theater, and it's just people coming together and just performing their kind of their puppet acts and kind of big mishmash of kind of just all sorts of things you can imagine with puppetry. That is 18 plus, so that's definitely a cooler, more adult skewed kind of.
And then we have our live band karaoke night with puppets, which is 21 plus, and that is. I have a feeling that's going to be a must-go event for our older adults who don't mind singing a little bit in front of people.
Let's give the date and the place on that one.
Yeah, that one is Sunday, April 6th from 9 p.m. to midnight. It's at a club called Busby's East on Wilshire. All the info is, again, on LAPuppetFest.com. Basically, we have a band that has basically a roster of about 200 songs that they know. So you go in, you sign up for a song, then we have a monitor set up and a camera. So you are singing into the microphone. It's your live voice, but the camera is pointing directly to the puppet you're puppeteering, and on a wall we're projecting just the puppet in an image, so it looks like the puppet is singing along when it's really you.
Oh, that's so much fun. And then people don't have to worry about, I'm going to look really silly up on the stage. It's the puppet. They can get into it.
Exactly. It's the puppet looking silly. You're not silly at all. You're just a normal 21 plus having a good beverage on a Sunday night.
I also thought something really interesting here, Alex, is that you have your Bob Baker Marionettes regular show one night, and then there's an adult show the next night. Would you tell me about these, please?
We have the Bob Baker Marionette Theater. We have ongoing shows, kind of at 10:30 a.m. and then 2:30 p.m. on the weekend, 10:30 a.m. during the week. And on the Thursday, April 3rd, there's a signature Bob Baker puppet show at the Bob Baker Marionette Theater in downtown Los Angeles. And there'll be a special kind of demonstration of kind of how we do the puppets after the show. And then in the evening time, on the following Saturday, is what we talked about before. It's kind of the Bob Baker kind of with the round table with Renee and with Alan Cook, about kind of just showing the historic kind of value and kind of the connection between the community.
I'm sorry we're out of time here because I could ask another 20 questions, but Alex and Sherry, thank you so much
no
for your
problem.
Time
No problem. We had
today.
A great time.